This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you have been watching us on social media, you see we just aired the vice president's speech in Charlotte, North Carolina, with another large sellout crowd. We'll talk about that, and honored to talk about that with the chair of the Democratic National Committee, our dear brother, Jamie Harrison. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm great, Rev. Thank you so much for having me on. And these are some amazing times we're in right now, brother.
You know, let's start there, because I want to ask you something. This is incredible, the swiftness of this. You know, for years, and I'm sure you agree, in America, we've had campaigns the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Other countries have mechanisms to cut that out. Like in Britain, they do a snap election. It's a couple of weeks and it's a wrap. I wonder if what we're doing now actually is going to change things. Do you think that people will now want to not see 2-3-4 year election cycles, but rather something that happens in 120 days? It seems that people were more engaged and more interested by the brevity of this campaign.
Well, yeah, you and I both know and understand that part of the reason why we have these long campaigns is because campaigns have become a business. And there are a lot of people who make a lot of money in this business in terms of the advertisements and everything else that goes into it. And so it's almost an industry in and of itself. And so that's the thing you have to push against. The reason why, you know, you compare the other countries, the amount of money that they raise for elections pale in comparison to the amount of money that we raise in the elections in this country, because you know, they are much bigger. I mean, we're a bigger country than most, but also because we take 2 years in order to run races. I mean, I remember I ran for the U.S. Senate and I launched 2 years before the actual election. And it's a lot. It's a lot on the individuals, a lot on the families, a lot on the communities as well. So,
yeah, it is. So I'm sure you also watched her in Charlotte. She hit all the great points. And then right after that, I actually have MSNBC on. The new opportunity economy commercial is so good. Jamie, I think what she does well and what she did well Tuesday night, Kamala does not seem, I shouldn't call her Kamala, Vice President Harris, even on Tuesday night, does not seem so scripted and so rehearsed. She talks like a genuine, authentic person talking to you, even when she was talking to Trump and rebutting him, she was speaking. And I could imagine people looking at her and saying, you know, I would have said that. I would have responded in that way, even down to the body language. It was very relatable.
Very relatable. And it makes people comfortable. Right. And want to hang. This is a person that you want to spend some time with, that you want to hang out with, who's going right. to have fun, who's going to, you know, give you as much as you give her. Right.
Right.
And that's what you enjoy. It's, and I can, you know, particularly speaking from the Black perspective, you know, those folks that you like to go play spades with. Right. And you going to talk all your mess and they going to give you as much mess as you talk. Right. That is who we have as our MVP, our soon-to-be president of the United States. She can be as nice as she needs to be, but she can be as tough as she needs to be as well. And that's what you want. You want somebody who's well-rounded in that personality, but who you know in the end of the day will always have your back. And I can tell you from personal experience that our MVP will always have our back. She will always be fighting for us. And she won't be silent in the face of hatred and bigotry and division. She's going to be fighting for all of us. And that's really, really important.
What were some of the other things that stood out for you during the debate and from where you sit, those things too, that you see that we may not see as lay people, as to those things making a really big difference? Sometimes I know it's the little things, but tell us your reflection.
The first thing that she did, Rev, was said a whole lot about how that debate was going to go. They both walked out. Donald Trump went to his podium. She walked over from her podium into his space, reached out her hand and said, "Hi, I'm Kamala Harris." So that one, he heard how she pronounces her name, right? So just to put that standard there, like Kamala Harris. And then she went into his space,
right?
Let him know that she wasn't having it, but, you know, that she was going to have a command of that stage. And she did. The right. entirety of that debate, she commanded the respect that you want the next president, the leader of the free world, to have. And I've said it when I was on Morning Joe right before the debate itself. I said, what I wanted was Kamala Harris to demonstrate to the world that she can handle bullies, because if she handles Donald Trump,
right,
sure as heck knows she could handle Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un,
right,
and all these other wannabe dictators. And she did that.
Yeah.
She did that. She controlled that conversation. She controlled that flow. I think she earned a whole lot of new voters as a result.
Yeah, I agree. I think it made a great big difference in terms of what she presented. Now, the money, how many did we raise after?
Oh, I think I'm gonna ask my staff. The money is just, it keeps flowing. I think it was it 50?
About 10 a.m.
55 million by, so it is, you know, Rev, I can't keep up with it.
and we're talking about mostly small dollar.
This is small dollar donations. These are people giving $5, $10, $15, to support. And that shows enthusiasm and motivation. And that's grassroots, energy that's on the ground. You know, people don't give up their hard earned money, to be playing around. You know, my granddaddy used to all the time, "Boy, don't play with my money. You know, it worked too hard to get it." And so that means that people are energized by her, they're motivated by her, and they're all in. They are all in.
On the show earlier today, I had Marcos of Daily Coast, and, you know, he has his own polling firm.
Yeah.
He says it's not a guarantee, but he thinks that this attack on Haitian people,
uh-huh,
may actually put
Florida
in play.
Yes.
And he told me something a lot of folk don't know. I mean, we think of immigrants and who votes and who doesn't. This is what he said to me, that Haitian voter participation in Florida is 70%. Them folk votes. Yeah. And not to mention, it's insane this whole argument, I mean, what do they hope to gain by saying people are eating dogs and cats? Even people who may still be on the fence look at that and say, that's wacky.
Well, you got the Haitian stuff. You got the Venezuelans also with a sizable population there in Florida. You got the abortion issue that is on the ballot in Florida. You got the cannabis issue that is on the ballot in Florida. You got Rick Scott, who's not very popular, running for the U.S. Senate. You got the Democrats have a Latina who's running for the U.S. Senate there in Florida. I have been saying, Rev, for the past year, Florida, Florida, Florida. Don't sleep on Florida. Those stars may be aligning there, and we might surprise some people with, for the first time in 30 years, the Democratic Party has recruited a Democrat to run for every state house, state senate, and congressional race in that state this year.
Yeah, that's important. She's in North Carolina today.
Yep.
You feeling good about North Carolina?
Feeling in North Carolina. I've spent so much time in North Carolina, and what I've purposely done, Rev, I haven't been going to Charlotte and Raleigh. I've been going to Eastern North Carolina in those rural counties. And I'm telling you, the energy on the ground there is special. And if we turn out those rural counties, and these are rural, and, you know, folks understand, rural doesn't equal white. There are a lot of rural black counties all throughout the South. And they're low-performing counties, meaning that the turnout levels aren't that high because people don't show up and they don't get organized. So I've been purposely focused on rural communities, and I'm going to be launching a bus tour soon in which we are going to spend some time. I'm going to bring some celebrities and different folks, and we're going to spend some time in some of these battleground states, but going to the rural communities in those states.
Yeah, I'd love to join you, man.
We'd love to have you.
We need to hit those streets. So there's North Carolina,
Georgia. Georgia.
Because look, we know black women are going to overperform. And you talk about North Carolina and Georgia, it would seem to me Georgia would be in play as well.
Yes, Georgia is in play. It's a reason why the VP and Tim Walz went did a little Southern Georgia bus tour. We're going to go back into Georgia again. That southwestern part of Georgia, again, a lot of rural counties there. Part of how Reverend Warnock won, did well in Atlanta, did well in Savannah, his hometown. But we were able to really juice the turnout in some of those rural southwestern black counties. They're very small, but black counties in Georgia. So that playbook is a playbook that we can use, I think, in North Carolina. We look at it in terms of Florida. But also in Pennsylvania as well. Got a lot of rural counties there and need to find ways to continue to engage people in those communities.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everybody I'm talking to is no longer speaking of Michigan and Wisconsin as battleground. Folk are sounding like we have those in the bag, those two states. Are you confident about Michigan and Wisconsin?
Well, you know, we're going to work like that. We are behind. And that's it. Nothing is safe in my eyes until election night. We get 270 and then I'm going to breathe a sigh of relief. So it's about, you know, all gas, no brakes, Rev. Between now and November 5th, all gas, no brakes. In every one of these states, we can't rest on our laurels. We know what they'll do. They'll try to cheat. They'll try to suppress people. So until we get those certifications done, and here on election night, you know, Pennsylvania, Commonwealth Pennsylvania for Kamala Harris, North Carolina for Kamala Harris, Florida for Kamala Harris, Georgia for Kamala Harris, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona. We're not resting. We're pushing as hard as we possibly can because we know what's at stake.
Now, also, let's face it, I think we have to brace for the foolishness.
Yes.
What are you anticipating them trying to do, either with the electors in the different states or with the House, and what contingency plans are you putting in place for that?
Well, even before we get to electors, we know they're going to have some foolishness on election day. They're going to try to go onto campuses of our HBCUs, intimidate some of the young people in the on those college campuses. We have lawyers on the ready for that. We know that they are going to try to flag ballots for various folks in order to say that they're not a legitimate voter. We got lawyers for that. I want your listeners to understand that if you run into any issues or problems or you hear of anything, go to iwillvote.com, iwillvote.com, and there is going to be a voter hotline on there where we will have lawyers. We already have lawyers on the ready right now to address any issues that you may have in terms of your registration, in terms of your voting. If you see stuff that's going on, barriers to suppress voters, go to iwillvote.com. We have built the largest voter protection program in the history of the DNC. So we are ready for that. I got money in the bank, ready for any lawsuits or whatever we need, Rev. We are serious about this. That, you know, it's sad to see Republicans keeping people from the ballot box. You know, yes, I want people to vote Democrat for the Democratic Party. But, you know, I support Americans voting. Let everybody vote, because I believe that we can get into that Coliseum and we can debate on the issues. And I believe we'll win just based on that policy discussion. I don't need to suppress people, keep them from the ballot box. But Republicans, that's all they got.
No, indeed. No, that's That's very, very important. Also, as we've been saying to people, folks, we live in a new technology. Everyone can participate from home. Text banking, phone banking,
yes,
postcards. Is there, Chair, a central website people can go to if they want to, let's say I want to help out in the battleground state. I want to text and phone bank from my home in Idaho or whatever. Is there a place where we can send people to get plugged in?
Yep, they can go to KamalaHarris.com and sign up to volunteer there, or they can go to Democrats.org and sign up to volunteer there. And what you will see is we have options for whatever state that you are in. You can plug in with the state party, plug in with a campaign apparatus there to get involved. And there are all types of options. And Rev, you just listed them out, from postcards to phone. You want to volunteer for the rallies that are happening. If you want to register voters, if you want to knock on doors, anything that you want to do, I can tell you 9 times out of 10, you can find it. And we have it there for you. There have been hundreds of thousands of folks who have signed up to volunteer over the course of these last few months since Kamala Harris has become our nominee. And there's room for everybody else. So sign up, get involved. As Michelle Obama said at the convention, it's time for everybody to do something.
And folks, it does make a difference. You may not think it does, but yeah. Nowadays, because you can text from your phone. You can, I mean, from this phone banking, and it's, you don't have to be in that physical location.
That's
you don't exactly. have to live in Pennsylvania, folks. You'd be surprised the difference it makes. One thing I do want to, before we go, we know that brothers like us,
yep,
are being disproportionately targeted on social media still. And we'll talk offline about a couple ideas I have about trying to address that. But what are you in the campaign thinking about that right now? And there are any special initiatives you all are thinking about to further engage Black men?
Yep. You know, I was just in Philly for the debate, went to a Black barbershop. We have our Chop It Up program where we're going around the country, particularly in these battleground states, having candid conversations with brothers about what's going on, about the political process. And we haven't just started that just before this election. We've been doing this now for the last 3 or 3.5 years, right? Going around the country, having those conversations. We've done a few in Atlanta, a few in Milwaukee, sat down round table with folks in Detroit, did so in Philly. And we're going to continue to do that, to have those candid conversations about where we are, what we need to do to get to where we want to be. And I think, you know, the proposals that we are hearing from the vice president, they're coming out about those folks who want to start their own small business. Right? These are game changing, like meaningful money, like real money. If those who want a $25,000 down payment for first time home buyers, increasing the earned income tax credit, increasing the child and making permanent the child tax credit. If you have a newborn, giving you $6,000 that year in terms of child, this is how you create that opportunity economy where that everybody can live their American dream. And so I applaud the VP for what she's doing, and she's going to continue to roll out more things. But folks, you know what Donald Trump has done in the past. He hadn't done anything, particularly in order to lift up the Black community. But we know, look at HBCU money, look at waiving medical debt off of our credit reports, all of these things that this administration led by our vice president has done in order to improve the quality of life of the American people, but particularly Black folks. And so that's what she wants to continue when she becomes president of the United States.
Democrats.org, KamalaHarris.com.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Getting on the bus in North Carolina. You say you had some celebrities on the bus. Taylor Swift going to be on the bus with us?
I don't know about Taylor, but we'll have some other celebrities on the bus.
I know you're trying to get her to do it. She needs to do a concert. Now,
I want Taylor to do one. I want Beyonce to do one. Think about, you want to break the world, not break the internet. Break the world. Taylor Swift, Beyonce concert, man.
What I'm saying, the streets are saying that's being talked about. If you pull that off, brother, you'll be the greatest chair in the of, and you will break the world. So let's make it happen, folks. Democrats.org, KamalaHarris.com.
IWillVote.com also.
Or vote.com in case of folks and people go, because what Jamie's saying is important. You want to make sure you're registered. There's been no funny business. People are being purged.
Yep. And you can check your status on IWillVote.com.
Check your status.
On IWillVote.com.
Most states, it's 30 days out.
Yeah.
So we're not at 30 days yet. So now is the time to do it. Make sure you're clear and that you can get in the chair of the Democratic National Committee. We'll be seeing more of him this weekend as the annual Congressional Black Caucus Annual Legislative Conference takes place. I believe Vice President Harris is speaking on Saturday night as a former member of the Congressional Black Caucus. We look forward to that. But as always, my brother, keep up the good work, and looking forward to seeing you out in the streets too, man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man, and all you do.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.